Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
Our Maseches Yoma on Daf Ayin Gimel is in the midst of a discussion, a halacha that we learned, that the halacha is that the Benoy of Mishnah Muhammad does not have the Yerusha of his father. Though we find that by his son of a Kohen Gadol, there's a pasuk from there, we learn Shivas Yomim Yubashim HaKayin Tachtam Yibon Mashayavel El Maid. There's a din, the Yerusha, when the Kayin Gadol dies, his son inherits that position. However, we darshan Dafka Shayavel El Maid, Dafka, someone who is Iker Mashicha, the way the Gemara comes out, according to Nachum by Yitzchak, is Iker Mashicha is Lutzarech El Maid, the hand of the Kayin Gadol, by him is Naigadin Yerusha, Vashenkin Mashuach Muhammad, whereas Iker Mashicha is Lutzarech Muhammad, there is no Din Yerusha. Now the Rambam paskins this way in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Dal and Alach HaChaf and Alach HaChaf Aleph. Zok the Rambam, Kishayomis HaMelech HaKayin Gadol Echad Mishah HaMamunim. If the Melech HaKayin Gadol will die or any other Mamunim, Mamidim Tach the Benay, Ayarei L'Rat Yarshay. We are Maimid under beneath to take over his position, his son, or if he doesn't have his child, someone else who's Rael Yarshav. Zok the Rambam, anyone who's Kaidim Benachla is Kaidim as well, the Negei the Saras Hameis. From where do we know this? You say, it says by the Melech, him and his children, from here we learn that you say the Malchus goes over to Yerusha, but who adin will chol sroresh bekerav Yisrael, shazaychal la zaychal atzmai ulazari. Who adin any sror bekerav Yisrael, one who zaych in that srora, is zaycha for himself and for future generations. However, the Rambam and Lachavaf Alv Paskins, like we learned in today's Gemara, Mashuach Mulchama, Ein b'nai mismana tachtav olam. A Mashuach Mulchama, his son does not take over the Yerusha. Ela b'harei b'nai kashak kehanim. Im nimshach l'mulchama nimshach. If he's nimshach to become Mashuach Mulchama for his own merit, he's nimshach. V'mloi nimshach, loi nimshach. There is no din Yerusha when it comes to the Mashuach Mulchama. Now there's a very fascinating Rajba. The Rajba in Shas Tshuvas HaRajba. In the end of Simin Shin. The Rajba is talking about a Shaila, where the son, the question was, the father was a chazan, and should the son take him over the Yerusha? Zok the Rajba, shuris adin, that the son should come before anyone else. Lefi mashani roi mi minag eisen mekaimis, habanim mismanim midas atzibra chazanim tachas avisayim. He says, from where I see the minag is that the child takes over the father. L'klaudal l'amrazal b'cholin yanim menuyin shemaya ben roi hu kaidim l'chol adam. And like you find, like Chazal said, l'klaudal by all menuyin, that the son is roi, he takes over as well. Now the Chasam Sofer talks about this Rajba because he was dealing with the Shaila that came to the Chasam Sofer. This is our Chaim Simen Yud Beis, one Tshuva in Simen Yud Beis, and the following Tshuva as well in Simen Yud Gimel. The Shaila was sent to him. There was a Rav in the Shtat who had died, and the question was, the son wanted to take over the position of his father. He felt he had a din Yerusha on the position of being the Rav. And there were people that were misnagged for him taking it over. And the question went to the Chasam Sofer, what is the din? Is there a din Yerusha when it comes to the Rabbanus? So the Chasam Sofer brings a very fascinating raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara Maseches Yoma taught us that we need a special pasuk that says by a Kohen Gadol, Shivas Yomim Yubashim HaKohen Tachtam Mibanam HaShiyavei El Maid, that the Kohen that comes to El Maid is Naig Adin Yerusha, that his children take over the Kohuna Gadol. Why is it necessary for our Gemara to bring down a new pasuk? After all, in the Sefri we darshan that it says by Melech Bekerav Klal Yisrael Hu Banav Bekerav Yisrael. From there we learn now any din menuyin, any position goes over to Yerusha. And like the Rambam himself paskins, Abazai, why does the Gemara over here in Yuma need a new pasuk by Kohen Gadol? And another question, we learn out that a Mashuach Muhammad does not have a Din Yerusha. And the question is it any worse than any other Menuyim where there's a Din Yerusha? Zot Chasam Sofer from here would seem a tremendous Yisayin. And he shtells on the Rajba as well. Why does the Rajba say that the Minuy of the Chazan HaKnesses is Tali in a Minug? Because there's some places that have such a Minug. Well, Chayyar, the Rajba should have said that there's a Din Yerusha Dairaisa. Like you learn out from the Sefri over there that says by Melech that Hu Adin at every Sorrow. Dr. Chasam Sofer, a big Yisayin. This Yisayin that a Sror goes over the Yerusha is only a position of power where the Ikki Yisayit is similar to a Malach, similar to a king. Asha'en gain a position where the Ikki Yisayit of the position is in Yoni Kedusha, like by the Kain Gadol, the Ikki Yisrara is an Inyan of Kedusha. So, and who adin zakta chazam sefer in the tshuva yudbeis? Who adin by the rabbanus? It's an inyan of kedusha. The mele zakta chazam sefer on there. There is no such halacha that is yerusha. And he says, therefore, we understand both the Rashi and the Gemara. Therefore, the Gemara mesechus you must learn from a new pasuk that by a kain gadol is a din yerusha. And the reason why we have to be mamayim mishloch macham is once we said as a din yerusha by kain gadol, perhaps it would have said by mishloch macham as well. The middle of the Torah has to be mamayim mishloch macham. But the kopan of the yisayid adaver is up to some cipher. The reason why we need a new pasuk by kain gadol that is a din yerusha that his children take over is because since we're not dealing with something which is stam a srara, rather we're dealing with something which is an inyan of kedusha, and who adin the rabbanus an inyan of keset Torah bimlami the Torah. The mele zaktach some cipher. There is no din yerusha in such a case. Some cipher ends off his tshuva. He feels a starker raya to this yisayid because it says in the Medrash in Parshas Pinchas he feels this is the strongest raya from everything he brought. It says Moshe Rabbeinu felt that his children would be right to be yarshanim in place of him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him no. Since Yeshua went ahead and he was pirus the Machzalas, he took care of the Beis Medrash. Mele Neitzer Te'en Yechol Piria, and Yeshua will be the one that will take over after you. Zaktach Sam Sefer, Avada, Moshe Rabbeinu's children were right to take him over. After all, if Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should dafka appoint someone who Asher Yetzel Lefneim, Asher Yavu Lefneim, who understands the people, Yifkei Lekei Hashem, Lekei Ruchas Chol Basar, someone who understands each individual. Avada, Moshe Rabbeinu's children also had all these attributes. And the male Moshe Rabbeinu felt his children should take him over. Zakta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no. That the Rabbanus is not something that goes over the Yerusha, and the Mela, if it will be something which goes over the Yerusha, Lamaisa, they're right. There'll be no svar to say that just because Yeshua is Messiah of Salem, the Mela, they lose their Yerusha, their Raisa. Rather, it's up to some Sefer, our Karkas will be Masha from here, like I'm saying, that when it comes to the Rabbanus, there is no Din Yerusha when it comes to the Rabbanus. In Shuvah Yud-Gimel, however, the some Sefer says, Hayoim Chazarti V'yanti Vazet, to Mekai and the Divya, the Ramon, Simon, Reish Mem Hei, which is Mashim, there is a Din Yerusha. And he explains it in the following way. He says, Avada, the Nasi of the Torah Bisman Chazal, which was just like a Mini of Kedusha, it wasn't an Inyan of Sherus. He says, in Mela, that Taka did not go over Birusha. He says, however, now that the Mitzis Hadarim is that the Rabbanis is Meshuvah to the Kehillah to do Tzarcheim, and he gets a salary, the Mela over here, it is considered a Inyan of Srara, and he says, in Mela, it is something which could go over Birusha. Memela of some cipher then is night and chuvi to gimel that perhaps there is an inyan of Yerusha when it comes to the Rabbanus. Rebitzov Silverstein brings down in a similar shaila, a shaila that happened in a shtat that the Rav was nifter and the son wanted to take over. Now the son, even though he was tremendous in Torah, however, the Kehillah felt that as far as being nai, the other Tzarchi Ha'ir, they felt he wasn't up to the job. And the question was, who is right? Does he have it in Yerusha or not? The Chavetz Chaim, it came to the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim said, we find that fascinating thing that we see in our Gemara. The Gemara says that by a Kayin Gadol, the halach is, there's a Din Yerusha. However, there's one exception to the rule. Kayin Gadol is a Din Yerusha, Melch is a Din Yerusha. However, Mashuach Muhammad, there is no Din Yerusha, and the question is, why is the Mashuach Muhammad any different? Zog the Chavetz Chaim that because the Mashuach Muhammad needs to be Mechazik, the Olam Mashas Muhammad, when you're dealing in a time of battle, you need someone who has specific milas who can be mechazik the people of Shas Melchama. The mele, it's not something which makes sense to go over the Yerusha. That's what the Torah is being megalotas. Zaktach Sam Seifer, the mele, hu adin bizmanenu. Where the Rav, there's different ruchais, zarais, that are blowing in the Kehillah, and there are different issues that he has to be leichem, mechamas Hashem. Therefore, Zaktach Sam Seifer, a Rav bizmanai is daima more to Mashiach Melchama. And by Mashuach Muhammad, their taka is no Din Yerusha. The Mishnah taught us halacha that when it comes to the She'elah and Urim V'tumim, the halacha is Be'elu Nishan V'Urim V'tumim. When we were She'elah and Urim V'tumim, there was an obligation to wear the Ches Begadim. The Gemara now on Ayin Gimel on the base comes to explain B'zah Machlekes, seemingly Machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Ketzah Nasis, how exactly did it work with the Urim V'tumim? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Baltos, Rabbi Yochanan says that each letter would stick out. when the question was brought to the Urim and Tumim, each one of the letters we know on the different stones are written the different letters. Rabbi Yochanan says the letters will be bailet. Reish Lakish aimer mitstarfis. Reish Lakish says that the letters will be mitstarf. The Haino, the letters would actually, Rashi's mashal, and move from their place, and they would go together, memela, forming the word. The Gemara then asks, v'halek sivu tzadi, in the way the guide is gairis, ches, and kaf. On that the Gemara says, Amr Shum Vayitzlik Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov's Kisham. It says over there on the stones as well, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And in Yitzchak you have the Tzadi and the Ches and the Kuf. In fact, the Gemara of Halaiksiv Tess, Ailu Chayr doesn't have the letter Tess. Amr Avachab Yaakov Shifte Yeshurin Ksiv Sham. It says Shifte Yeshurin. And the male in the Shifte, the Tess of Shifte Yeshurin, over there is Mashlim, all the letters that we need from the Aleph base. Now there's a fascinating Mata bin Yamin. The Sefer Maaser Rekeach brings down, I'm sorry, B'shem the Sefer, the Nachas bin Yamin. This is in Parshas Matais. He brings down that he says, is one allowed to go ahead and be Shaila from the Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos? He wants to be Taila, this Shaila, whether you could be Shaila from the Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos in the Pukta here of Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Isis were just bailet. Each of them just popped out, but they were not mitzarf. They did not actually come together and form a letter. The halach would be, he says, it would be mutter to be shal umr to him on Shabbos. It would not be an issue of ksiva, of writing on Shabbos. However, Zok the Nachas bin Yamin, according to Reish Lakish, that says the Isis were actually mitzarf. They would leave their place and they would form together a word. Mimela Zok the Nachas bin Yamin, it would be asked to be Shoyal v'Shabbos and Urim v'Tumim, because it would be considered like being Kaisiv on Shabbos, like writing on Shabbos. The Shalat Shubas Shari Das asked Akashan Nachas bin Yamin, the L'chayr is connected to Sugin Erevin and Daf Mem Hei. The Sugin Erevin and Daf Mem Hei says clearly that it's mutter to be Shoyal and Urim v'Tumim even on Shabbos. Now, the Mice over there was talking about on Shabbos that they were Shoyal and Urim v'Tumim on Shabbos. The Achrayim say that kasha is not so shver. The kasha of the Shari Deya from the Gemara and Erevin that says they were Shoyal and Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos, because since we know the halacha is that it's mutter to Michal Shabbos if there's a battle being waged on a city which is close to the border. So Mel over there, the question that they asked Urim V'Tumim that pertained to waging battle over there, a question with battle on Shabbos. The Mel, they were able to ask the Urim V'Tumim the same way able to wage battle on a city that's close to the border. The Amos and this Iker Shaila, whether they were able to be Shaila on Urim V'Tumim or not on Shabbos, that the Sefer Nachas bin Yamin says that according to the Man Amar, that it was Mitztarif. It would be a problem of being Shoyal and Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos because it would be considered writing a word. But Emes, we have to understand, L'chaira, who exactly would be considered the Kaisiv over here on Shabbos? After all, what would happen by the Urim V'Tumim was, the Kayin would go ahead and wear the Urim V'Tumim, and then the Av Bezin or the Melech would go ahead and ask the question from the Urim V'Tumim, and the Urim V'Tumim themselves would go ahead and form an answer. L'chaira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's causing the Isis to form together and form an answer. And Abazai L'chayra, what B'chal, why should the B'chal be a Shaila of issue of Ksiv on Shabbos? L'chayra could be Mazba, the Pshat in the Sefer Nachas Ben Yamin, based on the Ritva over here, Masechtas Yuma. Ritva Masechtas Yuma learns differently than the Pashas of the Gemara. When the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether the Urim V'Tumim was bailet, the letters just popped out, or mitstarfis, like Reish Lakish, the letters actually came together. Zakta Ritva, there is no machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Both things were true. First, what happened was the Isis were bailet, and afterwards the Isis were mitstarf. And then the Ritva adds a very fascinating point. Zakta Ritva, the way it worked was there was the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim was one Shem Hashem, and the Tumim was another. Zok the Ritva, when the Kayim would be Mechavin in the shame of the Urim, that would cause the Isis to be bailet. However, the Isis did not yet form a word. Afterwards, he would be Mechavin in the shame of the Tumim, and through that he would cause the Isis to starve together, to all form together and form into a word. And Memela, that would be the issue of She'elah Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos. According to Ritva, we now have an understanding how could there potentially be a problem with Ksiva V'Shabbos, because the Kohen Gadol Ayidei, his being Mechashev, him thinking in the shame of the Tumim, that was causing the Isis to come together. Memela, there would be an issue of Ksiva on Shabbos. But the MS, This is not so pashit. There's a big shaila in the achrayim whether a malacha which is done ayidei machshava, is there iser malacha on Shabbos, a malacha which is only created through machshava. There's a fascinating mechilta. The mechilta says when it comes to the man, it says in the Torah, Eitha shetayfu ayifu eitha shetavashelu bashelu. Mechilta says, the way that Birchas Netziv, the Netziv understands the Mechilta, his Pirush on the Mechilta, that basically the Mechilta says that a person who would think that the man should be cooked, it suddenly become cooked. A person who would have in mind that the man should be baked, it would become baked. Meila Zakta Netziv, the Mechilta saying, it says in the Torah, that on Erev Shabbos, Eitha shetayfu ayifu eitha shetavashelu bashelu. The Torah is coming to tell you that on Shabbos it will be usher to think about that you want the man to be cooked. Because through machshava you're causing it to be cooked, and therefore it's a problem with bishul on Shabbos. Therefore, Zakta the Torah, Erev Shabbos, Eitha shetayfu ayifu eitha shetavashelu bashelu. Have in mind if you want the man to be mavushel or the man to be baked, have that in mind before Shabbos, because on Shabbos it will be usher because of the problem with bishul on Shabbos. Definitely the way that Netziv seems to be learning, we see that a malacha which is nasa yidei machshava seemingly would be a problem of bishul on Shabbos. Now there's a question over here. L'chayr the Gemara Masech the Shabbos says in the Aflamites, we know that if you're mavashal b'chama, if someone cooks on Shabbos, he fries an egg in the sun, the halacha is he's not chayiv. It's not considered, Rashi says, it's not considered derech bishul. Aybazai l'chayr to cook a yidei machshava, l'chayr there is no fire. Why would one be mechayiv? But the MS is what we quoted Rashi earlier. Though the Kiryas Sefer says the pshat why Bishul B'chama is not chayiv on Shabbos because it's not similar to the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan they cooked with a real fire; they didn't cook with the sun. And l'chayra, according to the Kiryas Sefer, we would still have our original question. There should be no issue of cooking by the man ayidei machshava. L'chayra, not cooking with a real fire; it's not dumyu the Mishkan. However, the way Rashi learns over there in Masechta Shabbos, Rashi says it's not the derech bishul to go ahead and cook, to go ahead and cook in the sun. Based on this Rashi, Ramesha comes out with a tremendous chiddush halacha, and using Ramesha's yisoid, we can explain the pshat and the mechilta as well. Ramesha talks about a shiloh, a microwave oven on Shabbos, would there be an issur d'oraisa of bishul with a microwave oven or not? Ramesha says, based on this Rashi seems to be saying the issue of bishul b'chama, the reason why bishul b'chama is not a problem on Shabbos, has nothing to do with the fact because it's not a real regular fire, and the ish of the mishkan was regular fire. Rashi rather says the whole nekuda is because it's not the derech bishul. The mail is up there ma'ishal alacha that since a microwave oven, though it just uses rays, it doesn't use real fire. But since that is a derech bishul, the mail is up there ma'ishal to be issed derais of bishul to mevashal in a microwave oven on Shabbos. Based on this yisaid, we could say as well that when it came to the month in the midbar, that was the derech how they were mevashal. The mail even a bishul aydei machshava had a din of a bishul. Rakopanim from the Mechilta, we do see that a bishul, a malacha, which is nasa yidei machshava, has the chashivus of malacha. And there is a problem on Shabbos even to perform a malacha yidei machshava. But Emes the Hart Tzvi and Tshuva talks again about this interesting shaila about a malacha yidei machshava. The shaila he's dealing with was there was a blind man who had a dog who could obey all his commands. He would tell the dog, mention something to turn off the light, the dog would turn off the light. The question was, would he allow it to be usher his commands to the dog on Shabbos? Would it be a problem of doing a malacha? Zakta Hartzvi, based on this mechilta that we see, even ayidei machshava, if a malacha is performed through your machshava, it's considered a malacha. Mele Zakta Hartzvi, hu adin, by ushering the commands to the dog, and through that the dog is doing the malacha, there would be an issue of malacha on Shabbos. The Emes over here and the Ur Mitum were saying, Kumtai Soleh, the Ritzvah's understanding, we can understand the Nachas Binyamin, that Aideh, since the Kohen Gadol, Aideh being Mechashiv in the shame of the Tumim, he was causing the Isis to come together, and mainly there was an issue of Ksiva B'Shabbos. However, L'chayr, there's a very stark asvar to argue with the Nachas Binyamin, and to say that there would be no issue by the Ur Mitumim of Ksiva on Shabbos. And that's based on the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos. We know that the Yisai, the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos teaches us that someone who writes one ice on Shabbos in Tveria and one ice in a different part, the halacha is that he's chayiv for ksiva b'Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us, why is he chayiv when he writes one ice achas b'tzipayri and one ice in Tveria? So the Gemara explains, because he already created two Isias. We know a person is chayav for ksiva on Shabbos when he creates two Isias. This person, the way we view it is, he created two Isias. Ela de mechusa kreva. All that's lacking over here is the Isias being put together. But since there are two Isias over here that were created on Shabbos, the mele there's an issue of ksiva b'Shabbos. Based on this, you cited this Gemara, the Achranim talk about a shayla, which is brought down. A question is, someone has a siddur or a chumash on the side. Sometimes they would have a stamped on the side. It was written something, the name of the shul, so on and so forth. And the question is, on Shabbos, is one allowed to go on and open it up? Is it a problem of breaking the Isis of being Meichik B'Shabbos? And then afterwards, when you're closing the book, is it now a problem as well of now going ahead and being Kaisiv on Shabbos? So now some Achranim want to say that, similar to the Gemara over there, the same way the Gemara says over there, that if you create two Isias, one in Sipari and one in Teveri on Shabbos, one is Chayiv, because the way we view it is that the two Isias are here. The only issue is that they weren't put together. Mechusa Kreva. The fact that you created two Isias, though they're not together, but it's called that, they're just Mechusa Kreva, and there's a Chayiv for Ksiv on Shabbos. Hu Adin Achranim want to say Fakart. If you open up the Sefer, since both the Isias are still here, therefore you can't say that it's considered that I was Meichik the Isias, and then when I put it back together, now there's a new Ksiva. Because from the fact that you see that if I write one Ice in Tavaria and one Ice in Tzipayri, it's already called that I wrote to Isias. And this, that being put together, is not Meisif in the Ksiva. It's already considered that you made a Ksiva. So if I say, Hu Adin, when you open up the Sefer and it cracks one Ice to one side, one Ice to another side, it's not any worse than Ice Achas B'Tavari and Ice Achas B'Tzipayri. That's still considered a Ksiva. If it's still considered a Ksiva, the Ksav is still here, I by Zay can't be considered a Mechika. If it can't be considered a Mechika, well, then you could close it back. It's not called that you're creating now a Ksiva. But is based on this Yisayin, my Shvel was mitzdadid, Rabbi Yitzchak Kozel Shlita, that the Shaila, the Achranim, talking about opening a wrapper on Shabbos, the Chayla be a Tzawa Hatter, even ripping the words, based not to say Lalacha, that one Nevadim Shabur said Lalacha, one should try to be Machmer, but there would be a Svara of Lahatter, based on this Gemara that we just quoted. If we're saying that as long as the Isis are still here, it's just a problem that it's just Mechusa Kreva, I bazai Hu Adin, when one rips the lettering, since the Isis are still here, it's just a problem that it's Mechusa Kreva, L'chayr, one could apply that same insight. Now, even if one would say that over there is worse, that because since when you rip it, now there's the Isis are split in half, in the mail, it's not considered that you still have the Isis here. But zecher by mashengim by ice achas b'tavari, ice achas b'tzipari, both letters are intact. However, still we can apply the svara by the Urim Ritumim. L'chayr, what's the Nachas Bin Yamin saying? Nachas Bin Yamin is teaching us the Yisayid that there would be a problem according to Reish Lakish that says the Isis actually came together and formed the word. There would be a problem with Ksiva B'Shabbos. So we're saying that L'chayr, it's not so pashut. Well, Chayra, based on the Gemara over there, Masechta the Shabbos, that if someone makes an Ice Achas B'Tzavari and Ice Achas B'Tzipayri, it's considered already a Ksiva. And Hu Adin, the way that Achrayinim say, that Hu Adin, it will be no issue of Mechika, because if it's considered that the Ksiva is here when you open up the Sefer, so Melu Isis are still here, it can't be called that I was Mechika. If it's called a Ksav, so it can't be called that a Mechika happened. Even like the Ritva and the Kayangalos Mechavin and the Shem Tumim that caused the Isis now to come together, but after he stopped, after the answer was given, Avada the Isis went back to their place. Ibazai, the Isis, that's when we're always here. It just was Mechusar Kreva. By just putting them together, L'chayr, the Ksav is already here even before the Kayan got involved in being Mechashiv in the Shem Tumim. And Ibazai L'chayr, that would be Shtark as far to say that there would be L'chayr no Isser of Ksiva B'Shabbos. Gemara Masechtas Yuma continues and now asks Akasha on this that we've established B'Shem Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan that the Urim V'Tumim, either the letters used to come out by themselves, or besides the letters popping out, they would also would form into words. Fraktumar Akasha Mesve, Kol Kain She'ena Medaber Beruach HaKadosh and Shechina Shair Alav. Any Kain who did not speak with Ruach HaKadosh and the Shechina was not Shair on him. Ain Shailim by, we are not Shail by him, the question of the Urim V'Tumim. Sherei Shol Tzadok V'Alsalai Avyasev V'Loi Alsalai. So Fraktumar Akasha, the way Rashi explains, if indeed it's true that the Urim V'Tumim, the letters themselves, would either pop up or form, Abazai, why was it necessary for the Kain to dafka be a Kain who has Ruach HaKadosh?
L'chayra, after all, the Isis themselves do the job by themselves. On that, the Gemara answers, so you have a Messiah Behadayah, that granted the Pshat is the Isis that would form into letters. However, that was only happened b'tzir of this, that if there was a kain who was kasher, and he was right for Shekhinah to be shayr on him, the male of the Isis would be boiled or be mitzarif through asking such a kain. But if it would not be a kain who was medaba baruch ha-kaydish and the Shekhinah was shayr alav, the male would not be misayah for the Isis to be boiled and to be mitzarif. Now there's a fascinating Gemara, Machaf Bezum Bez Masechtas Yuma, which teaches us the following. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma says that it says, B'negeh the Bayi Sheni, B'ertza Bayi, B'kavda, the Torah writes it missing a hay. And that is Meramis to us that there were five chalukim between Migdash Rishon and Migdash Sheni. The Ar and the Kaparis and the Kruvim, which Rashi says all counted as one chalik, the Eish, the Shechina, the Ruach HaKadosh, and the fact that there was no Urim Atumim. So there are five things mentioned over here that in Bayis Sheni lacked. We lacked the Ruach HaKadosh, we lacked Urim Atumim, we lacked Shechina, we lacked the Eish, and we lacked Aron Kaparis and Kruvim, which are all counted as one. Taisus over there on Chafbez on Beis Shtels, that Urim Atumim, though we say over here that it was lacking in Bayis Sheni Urim Atumim, it does not mean literally that there was no Urim Atumim. There were Urim Atumim, because if not for that, the Kain Gadol will be considered Mechusa Begadim, he will be considered lacking in the Epigadim. So Taisus, but rather the Gemara just means to say, Aloy Hayu Meshivin Linish Alamehen. What it means to say in the Gemara that Bayis Sheni lacked Urim Atumim was that the Urim Atumim did not respond to questions that were asked from it. But Emes, Rashi in Parshas Tetzave, when he talks about the Urim Atumim, Rashi over there in Parak Chafches, Pasuk Lamed, it says, V'nasata al-Chayshin ha-Mishpat es ha-Urim es ha-Tumim, you will place into the Chayshin ha-Mishpat the Urim and the Tumim, V'hayu al-Lev Aaron, Rashi over there says, Hu k'sav shem ha-Mefurish, she'anais ne-Mithayich kifle ha-Chayshin shal yada hu meir dvarav u'mitamim es dvarav. The Urim and Tumim is a reference to the parchment of paper that had the Shema Mefarish on it, that was placed inside the folds of the Chayish, and that through it, it was Meir and Metamim Devarav. U'mimigdash Sheni Zakdrashi Haya Chayishin. In Migdash Sheni there was the Chayish, and she actually Kain God Liyais Mechusa Begadim. Avol Eisei Hashem Lehaya V'saychay. But this special Shema Mefarish, which was referred to as the Urim Atumim, that was not there in Bayis Sheni. According to Rashi, Rashi answers Taisa's question. According to Rashi, this is that the Gemara in Yuma says in Chafez and Beis that in Migdash Sheni there was no Urim Atumim. That only refers to the Ksav Shem Mefarish. That taka was not in Bayis Sheni. However, as far as being Mechusa Begadim, Rashi holds, as long as the Chayshin was there, that was considered that the Kayan Gadol was not Mechusa Begadim. However, from Pasha to Taisul Bimashma, that Taisus holds, that for if you would lack the actual parchment, you would lack the Urim Atumim, the male of the Kain will be considered, the Kain God will be considered Mechusa Begadim, or lack in the shame of the Chayshin. The male of Tais has to explain the Gemara that it doesn't mean literally there was no Urim Atumim, but rather the Pshat is, there was Urim Atumim, it just didn't answer to those who were asking the question. Be'emes, this Machaikis we have with Rashi and Tais, Be'emes is already a Machaikis, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Dalach, Aleph Paskins, Va'af Urim Atumim Shehayu Bayis Sheni Lehayu Meshivim Baruch HaKadosh V'Lehayu Nishal Mehen. The Urim Atumim that was in Bayis Sheni Lehayu Meshivim V'Lehayu Aysen Aysan El Kadesh Shalayyeh Mechusa Begadim. The only reason they made it was that in order that the Kohen Gadol should not be Mechusa Begadim. The Ravid is masking, and he says, Chisa Begadim Shamar Einai Klum. This is what the Rambam says, if it was lacking the Urim Atumim, the parchment, it would be considered Mechusa Begadim. It's not Einai Klum. The Rambam is incorrect. She Einai Mechashvin HaBegadim. The parchment, the paper, is not from the Cheshvin HaBegadim. The Hainu, the Machlaikas Rambam and Ravid is an integral part of the Chayshin, the Urim Atumim, the Ksav Chayshin, which was placed inside the folds of the Urim Atumim. According to the Rambam, it lacks in the Urim Atumim if you don't have, it lacks in the Chayshin if you don't have the Urim Atumim. According to the Ravid, it's not from the Cheshvin Begadim. But Emes, this Machlaikas Rambam and Ravid is Machlaikas Rashi and Taisvis. The Ravid holds, like Rashi brought in a Pashat Tzav that says that the actual Urim Atumim, the parchment itself, was not a chesar, was not a chelik of the chayshan. Without it, he would not be considered mechus begadim. Hashemkin, according to the Ram holds like Taisvis, who holds that the pshat is the urim v'tumim was a chelik of the chayshan. Without it, the kain god will be considered mechus begadim. But Emes as they state in the Evan Azul from Rabbi Zalman that that's the beer of the machaikas, so the Ramam and the Raivin. But Emes lefiza, we have to understand. It says in the parsha of the Miluim that Ketzad Olbishan, the Gemara Masech Lesiuma, Daf Hema Beis, previously had Akasha, Ketzad Olbishan, how is Moshe Rabbeinu Malbish, the Kehanim, during the Miluim? The Gemara asks, what's it necessary to know Ketzad Olbishan? By the Hava Hava, what was? The Gemara says, no, it's negate to know, because Ketzad Malbishan lost a lovely. The Rizkirov learns from this Gemara that we see, aside, that there was a Seder in the Levisha, the Begadim, and the way he learns in the Rambam is that there's a Seder, the Levisha, the Begadim always, the Melitz Negea, to know the Seder of the Levisha, the Begadim. But Emes, we have to understand Lefizet. According to the Rambam, that there was an integral Seder in the Levisha, the Begadim. It says in the later on in the Parsha, in Parsha Tetzav, it says that what happened was the first Moshe Rabbeinu put on the actual chayshin onto Aaron. It says over here in the Parsha Tzav, in the Parsha Miluim, Parikhes, Pasikhes, Vayasim Alav, he placed upon him the chayshin, Vayitin Ela chayshin Esa Urim Esa Tumim. And then he placed into the chayshin the Urim and the Tumim. So it's Mavur, then the Seder of the Levisha, first the chayshin went on, and only afterwards he placed inside the chayshin the Urim and Tumim. Now Bishlam, according to the Rive and Arash, we explained earlier that the Ksav of the Urim and Tumim is not ma'akiv in the Shem Chayshin, and it has a Shem Begakuna on it, even without the Urim and Tumim, like you see in Bais Sheni, that they only made the Chayshin to Yimashon L'Shmai Nebegan, they did not have to make the actual Urim and Tumim, the Ksav of the Shem Amafayrish. Abizai, it fits in very well that Moshe Rabbeinu was Malvish Aaron the Chayshin, and afterwards he put in the Urim and Tumim, it was considered that he was Malvishim with the Chayshin, even though it did not have the Urim and Tumim inside of it. But with Chaira, according to the Pshat, that the Urim and Tumim was a chelik of the Chayshin itself, and without it was lacking in the Shem Chayshin. That is Be'emes, the Shita of the Rambam. And the Rambam Shita is that L'dairis, there's a din of Seder of Levisha. So we can't say, Stam, that only by the Miluim there was a specific halacha, Agzeris HaKasul Levisha, but there's a din L'dairis, Evazai L'chaira. How is in his sky in the Shem Chayshin when Moshe Rabbeinu put the Chayshin on Aaron, the Kayin, L'Chayir did not yet have on it a Shem Chayshin, according to the Shittas HaRambam. But the Emes, we could say that the din of the Seder Levisha is not that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he actually put it on Aaron HaKayin, it had to have a Shem Chayshin at the time that he put it on. But the din of the Seder Levisha was that he had to be Malbishim, the Kayin had to be Malubish in the previous Begad before the next Begad came along. And Abazai, for that, it also suffices this, that afterwards he put the Urim and Tumim inside, according to the Rambam, that suffices, then it's Chal in it, that he's Malubish in the Chayshin, and Memela, then it could be called that the next Levisha, the next Begad comes after. And Be'emes, there'd be a smach, a svar to Mimisayeh, to the sheet of the Rambam. Because after all, if we say not like the Rambam, and we say that the Ksav of the Urim and Tumim was not a Chelek of the shame of the Chayshin, was not a chelik of the Begad, Ibazai, why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to place the Urim and Tumim inside the Chayshin of Aaron HaKayin? Well, Chayr, this din that Moshe Rabbeinu put on his clothing was only dinim in clothing that it was a chelik of the Seder of the Maisel of Isha. If we're saying that the Ksava, the Urim and Tumim, would not be a chelik of the Chayshin, so Ibazai, why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to go ahead and put the Urim and Tumim inside the Chayshin? Well, according to the Shittas HaRambam, it comes out very geschmack. But since the Urim and Tumim, the Ainu, the parchment, is also Ma'akim, and the shame of the Chayshin, the male of Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to be the one to place the Urim and Tumim into the Chayshin in order to the kindness halacha of the Seder Levisha.
The eighth parak of Yuma, parak Yom HaKippurim, deals with the Inuyim of the day itself, Achila, Shasiya, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, and Tashmish Amita. As Taisus tells us, the order of the Masechta, the beginning of the Masechta deals with the Zayin Yomim Kaidim Yom Kippurim, then the Masechta talks about the night of Yom Kippur, then the Avodas Hayom, and finally here in the last Perek, it talks about the Isser Veheter of the day itself, the Inuye Yom Kippurim. The Mishnah says that Yom Kippurim is Aser Ba'achilo Shasiyah. The Gemara immediately asks, what is the Lashon Aser? There is a kares for achila shasiya. And the Gemara says it is referring to eating chati shir. That when one eats chati shir, there's no chiv kares, but just an iser of achila shasiya. The Gemara says this is good according to Reb Yochanan, who holds chati shir is asam natayra. But according to Reish Lakish, that chati shir is mutta, how will you learn the Mishnah? The Gemara says, even Reish Lakish is maida, that chati shir is asam in Rabbanan, and that will be the Lashon Aser in the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish. The Yerushalmi in Yuma tells us that maida Reish Lakish b'yom HaKippurim, that Reish Lakish, who all over holds chati shir is mutta min HaTaira, is made by Yom Kippur that chati shir is asur min ha-taira. The Gra explains that the reason for Reish Lakish is that since the isur on Yom Kippur of achila is tali be'inui v'lo ba'achila, and anybody who eats a little bit miyashev daito katsas, he has a little bit of yisav das. So therefore, Reish Lakish is maida that this chati shir by Yom Kippur will be asur min ha-taira. Masha ein kein, the Gra says, by nisa that's tali ba'achila, Reish Lakish will hold since ein achila pechusa mikazayas, so when you eat a chati shir, it will be mutta min ha-taira. And therefore, according to the Gra, we have a machlokes bavli in Yerushalmi, where the Bavli tells us that according to Reish Lakish, even by Yom Kippur, Chati Shir is only Asim and Rabbanan, it's Mutam and Atayra, while the Yerushalmi holds that Reish Lakish will be Maida by Yom Kippur, that Chati Shir is Asim and Atayra. The Shailus and Chuvas of the Shailu Meshiv wants to be Mashve, the Shita of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and say that there's no Machlaikis. And the Shailu Meshiv says, that which the Yerushalmi says, that Reish Lakish will be made by Yom Kippur, that Chati Shir is Asim and Atayra, refers to a Chati Shir where you ate a Kazayas but did not eat a Kazeves. In that case, Reish Lakish will be made that since all over in the Torah, a Kazayas is considered a Chashiva Achila, so therefore, here by Yom Kippur, even if you didn't fill the shear for kares of eating a full koseves, a full yeast of das, but you did something that's considered a chashava achila, so since one of the inuyim is defined as the inuy of achila, and what you did is considered an achila in kala tairakula, therefore at least it will be asur as chati shear. But even Yerushalmi would say that Reish Lakish would say if you would eat less than a kazayas, there would be no chiyah for chati shir. And therefore, perhaps that which the Bavli says, Reish Lakish says, chati shir is asur mid rabbanan by Yom Kippur, is talking where you ate less than a kazayas. So therefore, there's no machlokes necessarily between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Plasi asks on the Yerushalmi a question. The Yerushalmi says that the reason we don't make 2 days Yom Kippur misfeke diyayma is because it is hakana to fast 2 days. So the place he asks, this is good according to Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Reish Lakish, that chati shir is mutter, so you should be able to make 2 days Yom Kippur, and to prevent this hakana, you'll be able to eat pachas mechashir b'chal pam. All the Achrayim ask on the Plasi, how could the Plasi ask this question on the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi itself says that Reish Lakish also holds Chati Shir as Asur min ha-Taira by Yom Kippur. And therefore, what is the kasha of the Plasi on the Yerushalmi that according to Reish Lakish you could eat Pachas Mechashir? The Yerushalmi is beferish that according to Reish Lakish you cannot eat Pachas Mechashir on Yom Kippur. But using this the derech of the Shailu Meshiv, perhaps we could understand the Plasi's kasha. Because that which the Yerushalmi says, Reish Lakish is maida chati shir zasim in ha-taira, is only when you're eating a full kazayas. But there would still be a way to eat less than that, eat less than a kazayas, and that way avoid the sakana and be able to fast 2 days. And that's what the place he is asking. According to Reish Lakish, there should be a way to be able to fast 2 days without a sakana, where you'd eat pachas mechashir, which would mean less than a kazayis. The Gemara, a few lines from the bottom of the Amid, brings a Mishnah, a shvua shlo oichel, nevelos, where a person makes a shvua not to eat a nevela, and he's chayiv for the shvua when he eats a nevela. And the Gemara asks, how is it possible that he's chayiv for the shvua? He's mushba mehar Sinai not to eat the nevela, and therefore his second shvua ain't shvua chal al shvua. The Avnei Miluim wonders, why is it that the Gemara uses the Lashon Mujba v'Oimed Mehar Sinai, meaning Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua? Why doesn't the Gemara say the more basic din that we know from all over of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, that the Isser Nevela is already on this animal, so I cannot put another Isser, an Isser Shvua, on top of the Isser Nevela? And the Avnei Miluim tells us there is a fundamental difference between Ein Issa Chalal Issa and Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua. When we say Ein Issa Chalal Issa, it means even though the second Issa is around, you cannot be Nenash on the second Issa. For example, if you have a behema that became a Nevela on Yom Kippur, you have a nevela here, but since there's already an Isser Achila on this animal because of Yom Kippur, the Isser nevela with its oinchin cannot be chal on top of this Isser Yom Kippur. But it is still a nevela that's here. When Yom Kippur will end and the Isser Yom Kippur will go off, the Isser nevela will come on and you will get oinish for eating this as a nevela. As opposed to Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua, that if there is already an Isser Shvua on this object, then there's no room for another Shvua to be Chal on top of it at all, and it's not there at all. Therefore, says the Avnei Miluim, if the Gemara would ask Ein Isser Chal Al Issa, we know by Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, if the two Isurim come at the same time, they both could be Chal. And then we could have a Hecha Timtza, how he could be Chayev for the Shvua Shlo Oichel Nevela. He made a Shvua Shlo Oichel Nevela, and then the Behemah became a Nevela. So the Issa Shvua and the Issa Nevela were Chal at the same time, and if the only reason was Ein Issa Chal Al Isser, then they both could be chal, and we could understand how he would be chayiv for the shvua. But once we're coming from the tam of Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua, that tells us that two shvuas cannot be chal on something, even if they're going to be chal b'bas achas. It's not shayich to have two shvuas on something. And therefore, the Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua, even if it will be nisnavla after he makes the shvua, since one shvua is mushba v'yoymed mihar Sinai, that would prevent the shvua of shalo oichel nevela of being chal on the behema, even if it was nisnavla after he made the shvua.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.